This is Venice Ferguson with Coffee Talk. Halloween has never been a big deal for me. My parents owned a corner store for part of my growing up years, so going door to door to get candy wasn't as big a draw as you'd think. Plus, it was a family-run small business, which meant there was never a lot of time for costume preparation. Although I grew up in the generation with those hard plastic masks. You remember Batman or Wonder Woman and what have you, with an elastic that went around the back of your head, and you sweated profusely behind it. I always envied the kids who had homemade costumes. I think we managed that a few times, and really so much better. Halloween stems from Irish and Scottish immigrants to North America. In fact, if you visit some parts of the East Coast like Newfoundland, there are communities which still practice mummering, where people dress in disguises and go door to door, where they will be provided with hospitality, which presumably is what morphed into trick or treating. Halloween is the eve of All Hallows' Day, the beginning of time in the Christian liturgical year dedicated to remembering the departed. It certainly has become something in North America, from what I understand, not seen anywhere else on the scale that we do it here. My question this year is, how many people are going to be hunkering down for the Blue Jays Game 6, foregoing handing out treats? The game starts at 6, so you can definitely see some of the little guys. Maybe just put a bowl out front and tell everyone to help themselves.